FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Now, from one conversation to another, right now we are joined by Stella de Kock. She is the Managing Director of Transplant Education for Living Legacies, an organization working to educate communities about kidney health and the life-saving gift of organ donation. At age 35, Stella was diagnosed with end-stage renal failure. And since 2011, she's been depending on dialysis 3 times a week for 4 hours at a time. And while living with strict, you know, fluid and dietary restrictions, Stella has been on the kidney transplant waiting list since 2012. But that didn't stop her. She is live and direct joining us to tell us about her journey. Stella, thank you so much once again for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1.
Thank you so much, and good evening to the listeners.
Now, can you take us back to your own journey? How did you first discover that you had a kidney failure, and what was that moment like for you?
So at the age of 35, as you said, I woke up one morning, my foot was painful. I went to the GP. I thought, okay, suddenly, you know, I'm getting old or I'm getting gout, but I wasn't really too worried about it. And they said, no, they're going to draw blood, but they will give me some gout medication in the meantime. And they said, but the bloods are going to take quite a while. So I went off, you know, the grocery shopping, and a few hours later they phoned me and said, listen, you've got end-stage renal failure, you've got 8% kidney function left, please go to the ICU. And I'm like, no, this can't be. I mean, my foot is painful. I can't be in renal failure. There must be a mistake. So the next morning, I walked into ICU and said to them, apparently, I'm in end-stage renal failure. So they did blood tests and they did sonars, and they said, yes, your kidneys are gone, and please choose the type of dialysis what you would like to start with. So my world came crashing down. I was absolutely devastated because I had no idea I was in renal failure.
And what kept you going, especially when you found out that you have just been diagnosed with renal failure? I mean, it can be discouraging at times, and sometimes you might think, well, my world has come to an end. But what keeps you going?
I must say the support of my family, and especially my husband and my mom. Then in 2019, I joined TEL. And the ladies from TEL have been amazing because they are all transplant recipients. So they also live with a chronic disease. And they have really been a support structure for me, and they understand what someone with a renal with a chronic condition goes through, even though they their journey has been different because the founders are 2 lung transplant recipients, and we've got our project manager is a liver recipient, and then for our social media it's again one of the renal patients. But it's absolutely support of the people close to you that keeps you going.
I mean, you're also the Managing Director of Transplant Education for Living Legacies, an organization working to educate communities about kidney health and the life-saving gift of organ donation. When you interact with people on the ground as a society in South Africa, do you find that we are well informed about this kind of medical conditions?
Definitely not. Unfortunately, there's a lot of lack of education that we need to bring to the table. So last week was National Kidney Awareness Week, and people need to know that you can lose 90% of your kidney functions without showing any signs or symptoms. So it's typically if you've got diabetes, high blood pressure, HIV, or a history of kidney failure, you need to have your kidneys checked.
And what do you think, or would you suggest be done, especially with variety of platforms that we have in our societies? I mean, we have social media, we have radio, we have television, but these are some of one of the conversations and topics that are rarely discussed. What do we do from here?
I think it's, again, getting the right information out there and in a way that people can understand it. So especially community radio is very important, because not necessarily everyone would have access to the internet or to social media. So I would say radio is a very powerful medium. And as you said, you know, the social media and television, if they can use like soapies, but then they need to make sure that the correct information is, given to the people so that they can know. And something like industrial theater and in schools especially, because the younger you start with healthy habits, the better for your lifestyle going forward. So there's a lot of opportunity, and it's just a question of grabbing it, getting the resources, and getting everyone to push for primary health care, to go for your checkups, and to have the resources available. So when you are at the clinic, that they have the urine dipstick, that they can do the test, or for the glucose or a BP cuff, that they can take your blood pressure.
If you just tuned in, welcome to Wellness Booth with Harvey T underscore Versa. We are broadcasting live from 44 Main Street in Marshall Town, courtesy of Josie, my Josie. At the moment, we are in conversation with Stella de Kock, the managing director of an organization which is doing phenomenal work. That is the Transplant Education for Living Legacies. I mean, Stella, I did mention during the start of the interview that you've been on the kidney transplant waiting list since 2012. I think in 2012 I was in grade 11. That could be, I think it's 12 to 13 years ago. How has the journey been, especially year in, year out, when you go and seek help, they tell you that you're still on the waiting list? How has that journey been so far?
I would say, in short, it's been a roller coaster, because you do get days that you're really positive and you feel like, no, I'm doing fine on dialysis, I can manage this, it's going to be okay. And then you do get days where you're just low and you're tired, and you're tired of people pricking needles in you. You're tired of not being able, you know, to drink a liter of water and to eat what you want. So, it's a roller coaster ride. But it's, again, you know, it's that thing of you need to keep the hope alive and the right kidney at the right time. That's my mantra.
I mean, why do you think organ donation rates remain so low in South Africa? Is it perhaps based on cultural beliefs, systemic beliefs, political beliefs? Because to be honest with you, there are thousands and thousands of people, young and old, on the waiting list, either waiting for a heart donation or kidney donation, or perhaps an organ that is very, very important in our bodies to keep us alive and healthy. But we still have donation rates that are so low. What's the reason behind that?
So I would say, you know, from the healthcare point of view, there's a lack of education, so that people don't know how the process works, and they're also not educated about who can be a deceased donor. So there, a lot of opportunities are missed by not identifying your potential donors and referring them to a transplant coordinator, because the transplant coordinator would be the one who comes in and have the conversation with the family. And speaking of family, then your other stumbling block is families if they haven't had the conversation before and they don't know what their loved one's wishes are, then the default would be, we don't know, so we're going to say no to organ donation and tissue donation. But if they had the conversation and they know what the person's wishes are or were, then it's easier, decision for them to make. Look, it's still difficult because your loved one just passed away, so it's an emotional time that you're going through. But if you know what their wishes are, then at least you know that you can say, I know what the person's wishes were. They wanted to be an organ and tissue donor to save other people's lives, because you can save 7 lives with organ donation and improve the life between 50 and 70 people with tissue donation. So that, and the other thing is, with organ donation, there's only 1% of all deaths is suitable for organ donation, whereas with tissue donation, a lot more people can donate tissue. But it's, again, lack of awareness, lack of education. And if you want me to just list some myths that exist in society...
Let's do that, yeah.
So the doctors won't try and save my life if they know I'm an organ donor. That's absolutely not true. The medical team only wants to save your life. Only when it's been confirmed that you are brain dead would they consider organ and tissue donation. All people believe certain faiths, prohibit them from organ donation. That's also not true. Most major religions in South Africa do support organ and tissue donation as an act of compassion and generosity. Your body is not mutilated and it's absolutely treated with respect. That's a fact. And there's no age restriction with regards to organ donation. You can even have a chronic condition and still be able to donate certain organs. There's no cost involved to the donor family. And it won't delay your funeral. You can still have a open casket. That is just some of the myths, that do exist in the society. But overall, it's just, people that did consent to organ donation felt it was a very positive experience for them, because even though their loved one's story ended, they know 7 other people's stories were able to continue.
Stella, thank you so much for joining us right here on Vow 88.1, and thank you for driving all the way from Pretoria to join us in studio. And you've planted a seed and educated thousands and thousands of young people going through a variety of... to wrap up the interview and the show, Stella de Kock, for those who'd like to get in touch with you and support Transplant Education for Living Legacies, how can they do that?
So our website is tell.org.za. We're on social media on all the platforms at tell.org.za. And please remember, have the conversation with your family, because one yes can save 7 lives and improve the life of up to 50 people. And really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And if the listeners have any questions, they can get in touch with us. We're more than happy to answer anything.
Amazing. That was Stella de Kock, the managing director of a very important organization, which is the Transplant Education for Living Legacies. Once again, Stella, thank you so much for joining us right here on Vow 88.1.
FM Rewind, Vow 88.1.